Okay, so last week and 2 weeks ago, last week we discussed the Bnei Yisachar that talked about the Dalet and the Resh. And the week before, we were discussing the Ayin, a representing of Miyar, Chazer Miyar, which represented Haman, Esav, and that tree, that line of thought process. Today we're going to combine them both. So last week we said that the Gemara Chulin said, where is Haman mentioned? Everyone has a place in the Torah. Everyone has a place in the Torah. Where is Haman? One of the few that Gemara openly tells us. Hamina Eitzazeh. Haman is rooted with the Nachash and Hamina Eitzazeh. That's what we said originally. And then we explained with the Bei Sasko that the difference between the Reish and the Dalet wasn't a punishment as much as it was a new reality. The new reality is that people are intermingled and mixed up. They don't know the Reish from the Dalet. They don't know the Dalet from the Reish. And what's the difference between them is that little figma jib between the Reish and the Dalet, which we said was called the Kites, which the Bnei Sasko said beautifully, not only is numerically 196 the difference between the Reish and the Dalet, but also visually is that little thing over there. So, based on that, we're going to continue. It's a fascinating thing. Haman's downfall, Hamin Eitzazeh, Haman's downfall, as we know in the end, he was hung on a tree, as we even discussed 2 weeks ago. That Rashi says the ayin is what? The ayin is tluya. The ayin is hung. And ayin was representing Haman. Haman was hung. And when you go through the story, how do you read the story? The story seems like a happenstance. What happens? Mordechai is frustrated because he comes out of the meeting with Esther, and Haman's frustrated, and Mordechai doesn't bow down to him. That bothered him. And he decided it's ain't a shovely. I can't do anything because this guy's not bowing down to me. It's irking to no end. And he goes to his wife and he calls in the people. There's all the story in Esther. What are we going to do about this? And then they decide they got to take care of Mordechai. You know what we're going to do? We're going to build a tree, build the eights, and we're going to hang him on the gallows. And then what happens? The second meeting occurs. Haman gets forced into the second meeting. And there, the famous story, Esther reveals that she's a Jew and he's trying to kill me. And right then, all of a sudden, Elio appears out of nowhere. He says, oh, by the way, here's the tree you wanted to hang Mordechai. Let's hang him on that tree. So he gets hung on the tree that he tried, on the gallows that he tried to hang Mordechai. That's the basic story. So when you read the story, if you read it simple, you could say that why was Haman hung? Mida k'neged mida, because he wanted to hang Mordechai. That's the pasha you read the story. Which would mean that let's say he was planning on drowning Mordechai, like by the Egyptians. He would have died in the river and then wherever it is, and I ran over there. That's a weird happenstance. But we're going to go a step further. The Medrash has a machlekes. What type of tree was Haman buried on? A machlekes. Haman. And it has multiple interpretations. We're not going to go through all the interpretations. Maybe that'll be next year's project to do a whole year on all the interpretations of what tree it was. But look, unbelievable. The Medrash is in Esther. And I think it's a test base. But I'm looking now, but I'm not 100% sure it's here. But it's definitely this Medrash. Oh. And here it says at one point, pull your mind away. What tree was the one mandama? Not everyone. One mandama says chiddush otzim. What was the name of the tree or the type of tree that Haman was hung on? It was called a kites. Unbelievable. Remember last week's share? Kush wasn't there. The whole yisoid we discussed last week. The difference. Oh yeah, Rafal wasn't either. The whole difference in the reish and the dal was the kites. That was the whole thing that Haman stood for. He was hung on a kites. The name of the tree. But it goes even more than that. It goes that they want to say that this Dalet Resh Koitz that began by Nachash of Haman was a theme that was going through, and it wasn't just randomly. Once you learn that he was hung on a Koitz tree, you can't assume it was random. That means that if he wanted to drown Mordechai, he still would have been hung on a Koitz tree. Because we said last week that Haman's essence, I don't know if we said this last week, I think we did, Haman's essence was this Kites, was this little figma jig of mixing up the Dalet, because he was a reincarnation of this Nachash. And we said, I don't know if we said, maybe we said last week like this, there are different gematrias, hashtag if I did this last week, I don't remember. There are different gematrias that we have, different systems. The gematria system is amazing, the code system. The easiest system everyone knows, Aleph is one, Beis is two. Then we have the system once in a while that comes up, Atbash, right? That's one. Then you have it phonetically spelled out. So Aleph is not one, Aleph is Aleph, Lamed, and Pei. That's how you spell the word Aleph. So Aleph would be 111, right? Bays will land up being 412. You'd spell the letter out, and that's how you'd gematria the number up. You'd spell it out and then do the gematria. There's different gematrias out there. And we said, unbelievable, that, and also how you spell the letters are differently. How would you spell out the name Haman? Spelled out for numeric value. So hey would be hey. Did I say it? Would be 10. Mem is Memem, Nun is Nun Vav Nun, which means the essence of Haman was Gematria 196, which represented the word Kites. So you have to understand that if Haman, if you say Haman was hung on a tree, the only other tree you could have guessed was the other tree we spoke. But let's say not. If Haman's coming up with a tree, he's buried, he's going to be hung on. If Haman's hung on a tree, it's called a koitz. It's because that was set out from day one. This is not a random thing that because he wanted to hang Mordechai, he got hung. No. Haman, his essence was 196. 196 was the numeric value of koitz. Koitz was the difference between the dollar and the rich, and that's why he had to do it. And just in case you think it's wild, I'll tell you unbelievable. In the Medrash as well in Esther, it says like this. At one point in Perek Gimel, what page are you guys on? In Perek Gimel of Esther, it says that he started making a deal with Achashverosh. And in Achashverosh it says, hold on, Perek, he wants to do, Perek Gimel, Achadvar Me'ela, we're going to go to page 656. And he says in Pasuk Tes, Mamelach Tov Yekasal Abdom, I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to get a massive influx of monetary wealth. We're going to steal all the Jewish money. It's going to be monetary wealth. By Yosef Melech, he gave him the Tabas, which was one of the main points of the Megillah. And then Gimel Yeralf says, you know what? I don't need the money. Kesef is yours. One of the scariest moments in Klal Yisrael's history is this moment. The Asaras of Tabas, which was very, very serious. And he said, by the way, you can keep the money as well, which is when we get into last year a little bit, how bad Achashverosh was compared to Haman. The Medrash says, interesting, that the word HaKesef numerically equals Ha'etz. Ha'etz? Well, HaKesef, so it's either way. You can do Kesef Eitz or HaKesef Ha'etz, but the Pasuk says HaKesef. The Medrash says that already at this time he was muchan to be hung on a tree, which the Chiddush now is saying. When you read the pasuk, when you read the story through Esther itself, you could come up with an idea that Mamela got hung. According to what we're saying now, there's no Mamelas. This is from time memorial he was going to be hung. And the Medrash says the same one over here that where was this tree from? We'll have machlokes. Maybe we'll do next week a different answer. The tree was from the original time of the Eitz Hadas. I don't know if it means it was Eitz Hadas, that's in Shemayim, but from Hamina Eitz at that time, it was Muchan that Haman was to be hung on a tree. So it makes sense now. Haman's where is Haman in the Torah? Hamina Eitz. Last week you said Hamina Eitz, he's mixing up the Dalar and the Reish. We had Dalar and the Reish going to be a Koitz. We had the Koitz going to be 196. Yeah, you know how much it goes? It goes into this week, we're telling you that Haman was even hung on such a thing. He was hung on a Koitz, his essence is a Koitz, and it didn't happen Stam Azay, because even earlier the Medrash, when it talks about Kesef, by the way, when he's talking about Kesef Nasan Loch, at that point in time, if you look at the basic story, Mordechai at that point in time wasn't really necessarily going to be hung on a tree at all. No mention of Mordechai being hung. It means even before the whole lumdus, the whole idea of Mordechai being hung, it was set up that he has to be hung. Now, the Rekeach says something that even ties it in better. We've been talking the whole time about this. We had started this whole thing that there's a in the Piyut, it says, Tachlis Shivim, at the end of the 70, he was hung on 50. What does it mean hung on 50? We said that was an open pasuk in the Megillah. If I remember correctly, it's on this side of the page. Open pasuk in the Megillah on page 660 here. Was it 660? Or was it over here? And it says he was hung on a tree. Oh, here it is. Vayitlu es Haman ala eitz ashehech lemarachai. And it says before that, in pasuk tes in Perek Zayin, vayimer chavoy, that's what chavoy says, Leo Nabi says, echon yitzun lefin amelach, gam hine eitz is the tree of lemarachai. How much was it? Kavoya chamish mama. So every time we kept saying Nitla Chamishim, Gavoya Chamishim Amah, because that's what the tree was. Is there a keach that says, I don't understand it, I don't have to, but it's cute, and it's shtims. The Eitz Hadas was 50 Amas. So the same way Chamishim Amah was the tree hung Haman on what we're calling now a Koitz tree, that seems to be representative of something happening from the Nachash HaKadmoni. Where a keach says that the Eitz Hadas was 50 amos tall. So I don't know if it has to be the same exact tree or the same look of the same tree. I don't know how far you want to go with this. That's fine either way.
How did they reach the fruit? It was so high.
I don't know. I don't know if the fruit was so high. It says the tree was so high. But I don't know. And Adam was much taller also. So what we're going to do now is we're gonna bring together what the
Amma means the Amma of a man. So the Amma was bigger also.
Right. Very good. So now we're going to go full circle on something we said a long time ago. What we're having now is that Haman is the essence of the Yetzer Hara. He's the essence of the Nachash. He's the essence of all these things. And therefore, a similar events that are occurring to Haman when you start putting the words together, it's going to be similar events that happen with Adam Rishon with the Eitz Hadas. And the Nachash becomes the Eitz Hadas. And we said at one point, Hash reminded me in the car today, at one of the points we have come up with many different answers on how the number 70 ties into Haman, which have a written test. So we have the Ayin of Chazam Yar, that was an easy one. We spent 2 weeks on the age of Haman being 70 years old. We spent, I think, a week or two on the fact that Haman was in power for 70 days, only 70 days. We had another medrash that said that the psukim of the Torah, of Megillas Esther, we said it to him. For here it says, Vayitlu Haman ala eitz, when he was hung. If you go backward, he only was in Acha from Perek Gimel, where it says, Acha dvarim ela gidel amelech Achashverosh. So from Perek Gimel through the end of Perek Zion are exactly 70 psukim. So we said one of the reasons when it says Tachlas Shivim, what does it mean 70? 70 psukim. Because there were 70 psukim, and we asked at the time, okay, 70 psukim, like who cares? That could have been 10 years, that could have been 6 months. Like, what does 70 psukim mean? It obviously means something chashim, but the Medrash says, the Piyut says, after 70 he was hung on 50, the most simplistic interpretation, after 70 psukim he was hung on 50. What do we know about 70 psukim? The Medrash says, amazing. There's not the only time 70 psukim as well. The Medrash says that, guess what? The klala to the Nachash was also after 70 psukim. Wow. Two times. That means you read, let's go to Perek Aleph in Bereishis. When was the Nachash cursed? In Gimel, was possible. Well, go on, I don't know. Let's go through the psukim. So Perek Aleph has how many psukim? Perek Aleph has 31. Perek Beis has, doing it now, I didn't count this earlier, 25. 20, wait a second. 25 and 31 is how much? Not on this part. I don't. We did Haman part. We didn't do this part. So 31 and 25 is 50.
And now we go to
Pasuk Tesvav. Or Yudal Yatesvav, yeah? And
no, Yudal V'yayim HaShem
Alekim Al HaNachash Ki Yasisa Zayis Aror Ata Mikol HaBehem. So there's 70 psukim. Now we understand that there's a connection here. There's also another big kasha that answers. On Pesach by night, we give a whole drasha against the Egyptians. We somehow mention Lavan inside of that. Okay, Lavan gets thrown in there. But really, we're going after these people. Let's have the first ballot Hall of Famers of evil people. Esav, Amalek, Nebuchadnezzar, I give him one, right? You come up to me. We've met some real foes. Lavan, obviously, right? The Paroi, right? There's only one of them that at any point we have a mitzvah, minhag, to do what? To curse him at all times. Aror Haman. Is Haman, I don't know, is Haman worse than Paroi? Is Paroi worse than Lavan? That's the Agada. Why does Haman get the Aror? Doc, what's the puzzle in front of you? We just read it. You just read it in Israel. Vayayim HaShem Alekim Alanocha Ki Yasi Sez Ois Aror Ata Mikol HaBehem.
No, the next puzzle, Kul Yishev Harosh.
But it says Aror. So there's a concept of Haman being connected to the original Nachash. You have the 70 psukim. You have the Amina Eitz is when he's here. You have an Eitz of Chamish and Amma. You have the Koitz V'Dadar of last week. And you have now that the word Aror appears as well. Now, when we talk about something many times, within the roots of, the reason why we asked the question last week was Dardar. We said, Dardar's a weird word. Why is Dardar a weird word? Because 99% of the words in Hebrew are three-letter words. Most are three-letter words. When there isn't a three-letter word, you have to figure out what the word is. It's an odd word. Most words are three letters. Within the three letters, there's usually a more important letter as well. The most famous example is that, this is Mamash a classic. I don't know if I've ever said this here. If you go through Ashrei in the morning, or anytime you go through Ashrei, it goes in the order of the Aleph Beis, except Nun. There's no nun Ashrei. There's a nun after that, but it goes from Mem to Samach. Samach Hashem L'chala Noiflim. Noiflim is the nun. Why is the nun missing? Why is the nun missing? Why is the nun Ashrei Gemara and Brachas? The Gemara says because nun represents Nefila. The Nefila is falling. Nebuch, the Klai Yisrael might be in a bad position, so we don't want to have any negativity. So we take the nun and we remove it out of Ashrei. Okay, so if I can be a bay. Why don't you remove the pay? Remove the lamed. I mean, you can say the nun's the first letter, but.
Not only that, there's other letters that begin, other words that...
Other words also. See, here, I saw Gevaldik Gevart. In, that's also true. In, I'm going a different direction now. In Bavel, what happened was, the word Bavel was Nisnavla Halashinus. Nisnavla means it ruined, it diminished, it made cheap the languages of Hebrew. When it says they came out all these Lashinus, they took the garbage of our Lashinus and mixed it up. In linguistics, you always find a root of a word. So it says it Galus de Kazakh. I'll show you an example. This is one of the examples. So the word for falling down, in English, the word is fall. In Hebrew, the word is Nifal. Nafal, Nifal, right? So if I, and now the Gemara tells us that when it comes to the main of the Nun Pei Lamed, what's the Ikar root of the Nun Pei Lamed? The Ikar root is the Nun, or else it would have taken out the Pei and the Lamed. Because it left the Nun out and the Pei and the Lamed in, it means, of course, you need three letters, Nun Pei Lamed. But the main thing of the word in the Fila is going to be the Nun. What did the American version do of it? If you were going to be a linguistic person in America and whatever, or in England 3,000 years ago, and you want to create the word fool, you have the word in front of you, and what's the Hebrew? Oh, Hebrew's Nifl. Okay, so what's the root of Nifl? Gemara says Nun. What would you call the word fool? Nun. Nah. Nu. What did they do? They took the letters that don't count. They took the Pei and the Lamed. Because why? They were menaval the Lashonis. They took the weaker part. But the only thing I'm saying that you can do this with 150 words. We give hundreds of Sherman. This is godless. The linguistic stuff of how all the English words are the fake Hebrew words. Unbelievable. The wrong part of the Hebrew words. But within, my point was not that cute thing. My point was to know that within every three letter Shirish, there's an Iker and a Tuffle. Within every Shirish. And usually how you figure it out, by the way, is what you do is you take similar words and you see what, when the two letters always are in the same line of thought. So you'll take a three letter word and you take 10 three-letter words that two of the letters are the same and see if they're similar. That's how you figure out what's more important. Now, well, we have something called a Yetzer Hara. Now, the word Yetzer go either way because we have a Yetzer Tov. So the word Yetzer is not really, if you want to take the essence of the evil inclination, so who cares about the word Yetzer? That's not an essence. Yetzer means a creation. I'm saying it can't be good or bad because Yetzer applies to Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. So now you got the word Yetzer Hara. How are you going to do to define what the letters are applicable here? So Chazal bring down that the ayin is the essence of the negativity of the Yetzer Hara. The negativity of the Yetzer Hara is the ayin. You have all the chumash in front of you. How do we start the story here? We're on, you guys are looking at correctly, so Arazois, that's Pasuk Yudalad. What's Pasuk Aleph? Va'nochash hoya what? Arum mikol chayas asad. Arum means conniving. What does Aram mean? Smart? And in English?
Cunning.
Cunning, smart. Not here. Aram, he calls Chaskai, says he's not more naked than the rest of the things. It also means that. Now look what Rashi says here. Rashi says, look at this Rashi. What's it doing over here? Ma inyan zelakan. It talks about them getting dressed. You should bring it down. What was the reason kafat ha-nachash aleim? Why did the nachash get involved with the machav at all? Look at these words. Roy sam, the word Ria, he saw them. Arumim, he saw them not dressed, as Israel said, naked. Vasukim betashmish, they were oiks of betashmish. Le'ein call in front of everyone, v'nesav aleim. He got a desire for that. But this, when you read the Rashi slowly, there's extra words here. He saw them being tashmish, and he was nesav. Right? That's how it goes. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says he saw them being betashmish le'ein kol. Is that a difference? If they would have been tashmish privately and he would have seen it, would that not have enticed him? The pashas that you learn, the simplistic thing, is that the snake saw two people being boil and he had a type of a bila. Does it make a difference boil barab or not? Why is he adding the ayin here? What's the word arum spelled out? The arum spelled out means the ayin is rum. Rum is it's lamala. It's on top. As we spoke about a few weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
Rum is gematria malik. So the Aram means that when the ayin is lifted up and powerful, that becomes the problem. The Nochash was Aram meant, he was the power of the ayin, and he was the power of coming after these people. Why Le'en Kol? He said, wait a second, these people are doing something wrong with the ayin as well. Le'en Kol spelled the same way. In front of everybody, but it wasn't mean only literally they were having B in front of everybody. He was saying, I noticed that they're doing something, their ayin is missing. If their ayin is deficient, and my ayin is strong, as we spoke about 2 weeks ago, the ayin of Yar versus the ayin of Shema, I'm going to win this game. So the Nochash comes forward now and says, I'm going to trap these people. I'm going to do it. Why? Because he saw the iron of theirs was not so strong and his iron was very strong. So you have the Yetzer Hara being his essence, his iron, which now makes sense that after I am Sukkim, we're getting rid of you. I am Sukkim, we're going to call him Arar. I am Sukkim Muhammad, we're going to hang you on the tree. The tree, because it represents the original tree, because it's 50 Amos high, and it's a Dar Zadar Gatzazach we've been talking about. If ayin is the bad part, that's when you want to know what's the nuclear reaction of the situation of ayin ra, ayin hara, yetzer hara. If you have a nuclear reaction of yetzer hara, so the ayin is bad. What's the other part of it? It doesn't disappear. The other part, what are the letters? Har. Okay, what does that mean? Unbelievable.
What, the other letters of?
Of hara, yetzer hara. So the ayin is representing the real negative nuclear bomb, and then there's the resh ayin, which I guess facilitates it to happen. Hey, resh. The Gemara in Sukkah says an unbelievable concept. Unbelievable. Gemara in Sukkah says, La'asad lavay, meher b'yameinu, Mashiach's going to come. Mashiach's going to come, the yetzer hara is going to be slaughtered. But Rabban, Sukkah nun beis. Sukkah nun beis. Tzadikim, nun beis. Nadal. Tzadikim are going to see the yetzer hara, and it's going to be nidma lehem, it's going to look like them, like how, like a large mountain. And they're going to say, how did we overcome such a massive yetzer hara? And the Rishayim, I'm going to say, it was here. H-A-I-R, right? H-A-I-R, because it was nothing. They could have overdone it. That's a different gasha. What's the, of all the things. Now, okay, you could say the old days, that was a tall thing. Would you rewrite the Gemara and say that Tzadikim today, if they would see the Yetzirah, they would say it's what? Empire State Building. Would they say that? No. There's a reason why the Gemara chose the word har. I mean, you could say it's the tallest thing around. But okay, I'm sure they could find other tall things. Because, of course, the right tire. It's the leftover letters of the Yetzer Hara. That means there is something called the Yetzer Hara, and the ayin of the Yetzer Hara is its essence. The tzaddikim aren't, they're not losing to the ayin, they're winning the game. So you win the game, you're not that, what do you have left? The hay and the resh of the har. The hay and the resh. So what happens is the Yetzer Hara is looking at the hay, and the tzaddikim are looking at the hay and the resh, and like, that looks pretty large. But really, they won the game. That's why they divided the hay and the resh versus the ayin. But we have again now, that the ayin is the ikkar of the Yetzer Hara, and the ayin psukim. Now we understand, when it says that after ayin we're going to hang, after ayin we hang him on 50, 50 we know means, very simple in Esther, it says 50. Now we're saying 50 might not just mean Haman and 50. It might even mean the ayin psukim of the Nachash, and his ayin as well, when he was cursed out as well. Because we said, Haman and Ar the Nachash as well. Because Haman and the Nachash are very intertwined, or like I would say, almost like a reincarnation of the whole thing. Very good. By Adam.
By Adam.
By Adam and the Rashi. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Now I'll tell you a few more.
The Aram of cunning and the Aram of being naked is the same word.
Yes. Yeah, that's a different. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
Next week.
No. Now it's a fascinating thing, by the way. The Targum Sheni, which you run in front of us, the Targum Sheni is an elaborated, fascinating, filled story of Esther as well. There's a Targum and a Targum Sheni. It's a much longer edition, a lot more to the story. So I think we once discussed here, I don't know if we did, that when Haman was going through the months of the year, and it came out to Adar, he was excited. But the Targum goes through the whole thing that he did say, Pesach's going to have, Nisan's going to have Pesach. What's the next one? Nisan... Iyar is going to have Pesach Sheni. That's one of the Makaris. The Pesach Sheni is a real thing. Because Haman was talking about it. It goes through everything. It's a lot more elaboration going on in the Targum Sheni. Targum Sheni is an amazing thing. I wouldn't understood it till today. Targum Sheni says that when Haman knew things were going downhill, he decided to come out to Mordechai and beg him. Beg him for a little help. Mordechai, monastic yid. I didn't mean it. Like all the end of the stories, right? All the end of Superman and Batman. I wasn't that bad. I was testing you. It was luck loose to say at the end of Superman 1. I had the mix-up of the red tree, and I forgot that, right? And the North Pole there. Anyway, so he comes out, and he's without Bet Mechila. He's trying the whole thing. Funny thing. Haman tells Mordechai, do me a favor. I don't want to get hung. Kill me with a sword. Wild. Kill me with a sword. He said he knew he can't get away with it. He's out. But don't hang me. I mean, you're thinking about it. It's such a modern thing. Now, the simple explanation is there are Midrashim that say there's a Ramban ala Torah. The Ramban ala Torah says that being hung is the worst type of death. Okay, I don't know what even that means. But I don't know. To me, you know.
We know otherwise from the four thesis.
Yes, I don't know if he means, right? It's the Ramban over there. When the Ramban in Kisete, where is that? With Shoiftim, where it says, don't hang the body. When Loin Vasalais, Lesal and the Vasalais, don't hang a dead corpse not even death, it's the post. Don't hang a dead corpse on a tree. So what's right? So he says, Rashi says, because everyone thinks humans and Ramban says, no, that don't hang it because kiklos alkim is the worst form of torture. He's going post death, I think, but. Yeah, that's Ramban. So what's the pshat that Haman's saying? So that's how you learn simple pshat. If you want to find it, step by step. If you would learn this Targum Sheni, now we know the Targum Sheni tonight, and the Targum Sheni says, I don't want to be hung. So, okay, I don't know. You'd say the first answer you can give, a simple answer is going to be the Ramban that says that hanging on the tree, the hanging on a tree, it says tree in the pasuk, it doesn't mean tree only, the hanging of post a corpse is the etlach zach. You don't want that at all. So Haman was saying, I don't care that I'm dying. You could chop me, you could sword me, or you could hang me. But Lamai said, Nach the ganze zach. I don't want to be hung on a tree.
He's supposed to be makula.
He doesn't want that. So what he does is, according to what saying, is very good, because Haman was saying this tree I'm being hung on was muchan for me. From the beginning of the story. As we said, it's not totally that he wanted to hang Mordechai, therefore he got hung. That's not what it's about. He was mukhan to be hung from the beginning of the story when it says, that's the beginning of the story of there. And we're saying, Matos, the beginning of the story of Esther. Going back in time to the beginning of time, where Hamina Eitzazer, when you caused the whole problem with this, that's what has to happen as well. So Haman's saying, listen, I don't want this. Do me a favor. You can take care of me any way you want. But do not take care of me by hanging me. Because that's giving in to the whole system. I don't want the system. So shoot me, stab me, whatever you want to do. But don't hang me, because that means the whole thing was a failure on my part. That means from day one, I messed up the whole time. So we see here that when we're talking about after 70, he was hung on 50. And we gave several different interpretations. And one of the interpretations was 70 psukim of Haman from Perek Gimel in Megillas Esther. Acha dvar me'ela, gidol achashverish es Haman, I think those are the words. Until Vayitlu Oysala 8 was 70 psukim. Now we add to that. Yeah, 70 psukim was an interesting answer. And we said we weren't, I think when we said it the first week, that might be 8-9 weeks ago, we brought that answer. We said like 70 psukim, like who cares? 70 years old, I understand. 70 days, I understand. These are things I understand. What's 70 what? 70 psukim? Yeah. Because 70 psukim is twice in the Torah. 70 psukim by Haman, 70 psukim by the Nachash. Because that's a real thing going on now. Because there's an intergalactic story going on over here where everything's being connected to each other. So when the Piyut wants to say, after 70, start thinking, after 70 is 70 psukim. Who cares? Oh, because it's 70 psukim over there. Start making the cheshbon of what's going on. But the point is to know, once again, what we were doing this Piyut, that there's a lot more to the story going on. Maybe next week, we'll see on how we do it. We could discuss that, not only that, but in the chait of the Nachash, when he tried to get Adam and Chava, he tried to blind their eyes of the Lashon of Ayin, that's according to some they want to do. And when you start looking around, Haman did it as well. And what's fascinating is that the Medrash says, in this, it's really Pasuk, hey, Pasuk Vavo up to, that when it says, we had Malois, after the 180 days, they made a party for 7 days. And they invited me, God, Law, Cotton, that's the whole thing we've been talking about, this whole Pasuk here. It then says in the Pasuk, Uv Malois Hayam Eila, that's the Pasuk we're doing. And the Medrash says, what's L'chala Om? Om means Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash says that Haman did this extra party. Remember, there's a second party. First party was 180 days. The second party was done by Haman. And it says it's brought by Haman. Why? He wanted to be make Klal Yisrael sin. That was the whole idea. Om means the Klal Yisrael. And he wanted to last his concern Ishrish to make them do Averis to destroy Klal Yisrael. And they bring the similar Medrash by the Nachash. The same way the Nachash tried to destroy the world through Achila, by eating from the Eitz Hadas, Haman said, well, we're going to get them here, we're going to bring them to a party, we're going to get them here, because Haman is trying what the Nachash originally could not do. And Baruch Hashem, the ending to the Haman we saw, and hopefully the ending to the Eitz Hara will be when we're Nid Melanu Kahar, if we're successful, Kahar, and we'll have the Mashiach Bakarov.